Your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome here to the Thursday edition. Welcome, everybody, to the Thursday edition of the Locked On NHL podcast. Gil Martin in for Chris and Adam today. They will be back next week, hopefully, and wish them all the best as they take this week off. And I know you're thinking, hey, it's not Monday. What's Gil doing here? But I'm filling in and happy to do so. And thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for making Locked On NHL your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. And that also does now include YouTube. So make sure you check us out over there if you want to watch this podcast instead of just listening to it. Today's episode, by the way, is brought to you by StatHero. StatHero is the first of its kind daily fantasy sports platform where it's you against the house in head-to-head fantasy matchups, winner take all. Sign up for free right now at stathero.com/hockey and use the promo code hockey for a 100% deposit match. All right, we've got a lot to get to on this episode of the show. We have our weekly power rankings. They're in, as always. There is some controversy surrounding the power rankings, so we'll talk a little bit about that. See how your team fared, and always feel free to weigh in on that. And of course, we also have a big story coming out, and this one is a little scary if you're a fan of a certain team, and that is the Arizona Coyotes. Right now, it has been announced that the city of Glendale, which is where the Gila River Arena is located, where the Arizona Coyotes play their games, they're threatening to lock the Coyotes out of the rink because of delinquent tax bills and unpaid arena charges. So earlier this week, actually on December 3rd, the Arizona Department of Revenue filed a tax lien notice in Maricopa County against Ice Arizona LLC. That's the company that owns the Coyotes. More than $1.3 million in unpaid state and city taxes. So, yeah, this is a situation that could get worse before it gets better for the Coyotes. And basically, the Coyotes have until 5 p.m. Mountain Time on December 20th to pay the outstanding arena invoices from last season, as well as the tax bill. And if they do not settle it up by then, the city of Glendale has instructed ASM to deny team employees access to the arena, and their offices within the arena would no longer be used as administrative space. Arena vendors would also be locked out. So the first game that may be affected by this, if they don't meet the deadline, is December 23rd. Against the Tampa Bay Lightning, the defending, two-time defending Stanley Cup champions. Now, right now, the Coyotes, they do have a right under the laws, local laws, to an informal hearing on the matter if they file a written request within 10 days. We're still waiting to see if they actually do that. Now, Glendale, for those of you who may remember, told the Coyotes they were basically going to opt out of the lease effective June 30th of 2022, meaning that this year would have been the last season for the Coyotes at the Gila River Arena anyway. But right now, because obviously the powers that be are not happy with the failure of the franchise to pay some of the monies that they owe, they may be looking to end that relationship sooner. And look, right now, the Coyotes organization struggling with financial issues, struggling with a lot of other things, and this obviously isn't going to help them. And, you know, what is the NHL going to do? First of all, no franchise has been relocated in quite a long time. You know, I think you got to go back at least a decade. But mid-season, a franchise shutting down, I can't remember the last time that happened. I know, for example, back in 1978, the Cleveland Barons, the NHL had to pay the salaries of the players and sort of take over running the team midway through the 77-78 season in order to guarantee that they would finish the year. Then at the end of that season, the Cleveland Barons merged with the Minnesota North Stars and became, you know, moved to Minnesota, and that became one team. Right now, the Arizona Coyotes, 5-18-2 on the season. So through 25 games, they are 13 games under NHL 500. And if you look at our power rankings for the week, the Coyotes dropped from 31 to dead last, 32, now behind all the other teams in this league. They have a minus 49 goal differential, which incidentally puts them last in the league. They are clearly a team that is in rebuilding mode, and now an arena issue. What do you think the league will do under these circumstances? Do they find a temporary arena to finish out the season? Would any arena take in the Coyotes? Do they play at a neutral site? Do they find, you know, is there a suitable arena available elsewhere in their home territory? These are all questions that we may eventually have to answer. But as of right now, you got to think and hope that the Coyotes organization is able to work out something with the state and local government and the arena to at least finish out the season. It would be embarrassing for the NHL, disruptive for the league and its travel plans, hotel reservations for visiting teams, all of that. Not to mention what it would say about the possible future of the franchise in the desert. You know, up till now, Commissioner Gary Bettman has always said, yeah, we are committed to keeping the team in the desert. But right now, it is just getting uglier and uglier for this franchise. And look, I'll say it also this way. We know many NHL franchises have come back from the brink of seeming financial disaster. The Pittsburgh Penguins have declared bankruptcy a number of times in their history. Now they're one of the stronger franchises in the league as far as attendance and the way that team is viewed around the league, stable, etc. You know, the Islanders had issues with their arena. Finally, now they opened up their new UBS arena, and that has been taken care of. Lots of teams have had financial issues before. The question is, can the league help bail out or at least figure out a way to get this taken care of so that the Coyotes can finish out the year and move on to play their games somewhere else starting next season? When we come back, we'll look at some of the rising teams in our NHL power rankings as voted on by our local experts. So make sure you join us for that. Again, a new number two team. We'll see if you can guess who it is right after this. Today's episode is brought to you by Stat Hero. No one plays daily fantasy sports to lose. Winning feels so much better, but traditional fantasy sports are a long-term losing proposition because you never know who or what you're up against. But Stat Hero is a first-of-its-kind daily fantasy sports platform where it's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup, winner take all. And here's the crazy part. Stat Hero shows you their lineups before you play, and you handpick the team you want to face one-on-one. This never-before-seen innovation of a fantasy sports and sports betting hybrid has Stat Hero players clocking odds that are over 4 times better. Why? Because you don't have to compete against thousands of experts or unknowns. StatHero puts you in control of your fate. With StatHero, you're in control of the stakes. You decide how much you're going to play for. And StatHero has no choice but to take it because they're daring you to beat them. Sign up for free right now at stathero.com/hockey and use the promo code hockey for a 100% deposit match. That's stathero.com/hockey. Use promo code hockey for a 100% match. Stathero.com/hockey. Promo code hockey. Terms and conditions apply. This episode is also brought to you by Stance. I tell you, I've recently received some Stance items. They are colorful, comfortable, and absolutely super soft against your skin. They are unique items, fun to wear, and they really make you feel good. I mean, unbelievable how this product makes a difference. Founded in 2009, Stance Apparel represents a radical reinvention of socks, underwear, and active apparel with a sharp focus on comfort, quality, and creativity. Stance brings an atypical aesthetic alongside some of pop culture's hottest collaborators for the ultimate in style and self-expression, because everything you wear should be a direct extension of who you are and how you feel. Stance believes that the perfect fit matters more than fitting in, that those who feel good do good. Go see for yourself, register for an account at stance.com. You can get 15% off your first purchase when you use the promo code LOCKEDON at checkout. That's locked on, one word. Enjoy the color and comfort of the less of a life less ordinary with Stance. So, time to check out our power rankings, and the number one team is the same. We'll give you the top five. It's the Florida Panthers at one. The new number two, the Toronto Maple Leafs, moving up from the three spot. The Capitals move up from fourth to third. The Carolina Hurricanes drop from second to fourth. The Minnesota Wild are fifth, and they moved up from eighth, rounding out the top 10. It's the Rangers, Lightning, Flames, Oilers, and Avalanche. So that is rounding out the top 10 right there on this week's show. And, you know, the Maple Leafs moving up, I tell you, it's interesting. Toronto right now tied in points with 38 with Florida for first place in the Atlantic Division, although the Maple Leafs have played two more games than Florida. Both teams 7-2-1 in their last 10 games. But, you know, the Maple Leafs, biggest media market in Canada, an original six team, huge fan base. They are always going to get more media attention. And, you know, they're always going to be there in rankings like this. And amazingly enough, here is a team that is really good on the road, not just at home. 7-4-1 this season so far away from Toronto. Meanwhile, Florida, who is still number one, 14-1 at home, but just 3-3-4 away from home. So, you know, that's a big difference early on in the season, at least, between these two teams. The Oilers dropping from fifth to ninth. That is one of the teams that has dropped the most in this. Edmonton, now losers of three in a row, and falling now to 16-8-0 on the season. They are now in third place in the standings and dropping to ninth in the survey. Surprisingly, the Ducks, who are 1 point ahead of Edmonton in the standings, but again, three games in hand, Anaheim right now moving up. They are 12th still in our poll. And for the Ducks, they seem to have stabilized, and they are now in a tough three-way fight for first place in the Pacific Division between the Flames, Anaheim Ducks, and Edmonton Oilers. And the Flames, eighth right now. They dropped two spots, even though they have won seven of their last 10, mainly because they lost their last two games this week. So the defending Stanley Cup champions holding steady at 7. Kind of a little surprised because they've won 4 games in a row. And you would expect that that would mean, you know, they would start to climb in the standings just a little bit. A team that really is dropping and has now lost 10 in a row. They're 0-8-2 in their last 10. The coldest team in the league now is the Philadelphia Flyers. They are dropping down to 24th. Last week, they were 23rd. You would think they would drop even further. And, of course, Philadelphia firing their coaching staff, including their head coach, earlier this week. And changes on the way in Philadelphia. There is, again, a proud second six franchise that you would figure has a little more talent than what their record shows. And it'll be interesting to see if the new coaching staff can turn things around. Flyers, in 24 games, are a minus 26 in goal differential. And again, there is a reason that they have fallen so far. One team that is up a little bit right now, the Seattle Kraken. They moved up from 29th to 27th. The expansion Kraken, 9-14-2, but 5-4-1 in their last 10. They're starting to move up and play a little bit better. And I think we're seeing some offense. Jordan Eberle doing very well out in Seattle. Again, the Kraken still not really in the playoff hunt right now, but starting to play a little bit better hockey. And it is starting to show in the standings and a slight increase right there in our power rankings. We'll be back with some teams that are falling a little bit more in the power rankings. Plus, we'll give you the complete list so you can sort of see where your team lies. We've already given you 1 through 10. We'll give you the rest of the rankings as when we come back. So make sure you stay with us right now. Today's episode is brought to you by your friends at Primal Origin Oils. Got beard? Get primal. You heard me right. Got beard? Get primal. If you or someone you care about has a beard, it needs to get primal. Maybe you're that guy who has never considered the benefits of treating your beard with product. Well, Primal Origin Oils will stop the itch and make your beard look healthy and groomed. Their goal is to help others look good and live healthier lives through the use of natural oils. The products are free from harmful synthetic ingredients and with a low impact on our planet. Primal Origin Oils makes balms, oils, and whip butters that are renowned as the best feel in beard products available. This is due to their exotic carrier blend with oils like raspberry seed, rosehip, and chia seed oil. All products are fair trade certified and handcrafted in the USA, and the combo kits make a great holiday gift. And if you're shopping for yourself, you'll be glad you did. Not only are the products products and dedication to quality top-notch, but the company was founded for a noble cause. The founder, Steven's mother, was injured in a car accident, and the company was started to pay for her treatment and recovery. Most companies focus on fragrance first, and that leads to a product that does not feel good on the skin. We took a step back and focused on the ingredients first to ensure a product that feels great and still smells fantastic. We know that every company claims to have the best, but Primal Origin Oils challenges you to compare their ingredients and feel in the beard to the other companies you've used. We promise you will see and feel the difference. Remember, the code LOCKEDON gets you 20% off at PrimalOriginOils.com. Use the code LOCKEDON at checkout for 20% off at PrimalOriginOils.com. This episode is also brought to you by your friends at BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as the football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus, and yes, that means that betonline.ag will give you a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, free money you could use to bet on site because you listen to the Locked On NHL podcast. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. So let's get back to our rankings. We gave you the top 10. 11th, the St. Louis Blues. The Ducks, 12th. The Vegas Golden Knights, 13th. Followed by Dallas, Winnipeg, and Pittsburgh. That rounds out the top half. Boston down to 17, Nashville 18, Detroit up at 19, the Blue Jackets struggling. They have fallen down to 20. San Jose at 21, down a couple of points. The Kings are at 22, the Devils 23, Flyers, I think, a little high on that 10-game losing streak at 24, followed by the Blackhawks and the Canucks at 25 and 26. The Kraken at 27, followed by the Sabres, Islanders, Senators, Canadiens, and Coyotes. Now, the Senators were last a week ago, but they went on a 3-game winning streak, which was ended the other night by the New York Islanders. But I'll tell you, the Senators playing some better hockey as of late, and not that I think they're necessarily going to contend for a playoff spot this year, but certainly some signs of life, some signs of improvement, and definitely beneficial for the Senators. The question remains, can they keep it up? But I will say this, even in that loss to the Islanders, they didn't look bad at all things considered. I mean, yeah, there were things they could do better, but did not look so bad. As far as the Blackhawks are concerned, they are up one spot in our poll to 25th, but, you know, they've sort of stabilized, had to make the adjustment after the Blackhawks, a lot of changes, and for them, just trying to find stability, and it looks like they are at least starting to get into the habit of winning one, losing one, and, you know, that is an improvement over where they were. One team that I think should be higher in the ratings right now, the Dallas Stars, one of the hottest teams in the league. They've won 7 in a row, 9 of their last 10. Deadly at home in Dallas, 9-2-1 at home. And yet, you know, here's the thing, as good as the Stars are playing, they are still only 6th in the Central Division. But you would think, you know, they made a nice jump. They went from 22nd to 14th. They are the biggest gainers in this week's poll, and deservedly so with that 7-game winning streak. And keep your eyes peeled for them. Another team on a 7-game winning streak is the Minnesota Wild. They go from 8-5. And again, it's harder. The higher you get, the harder it is to make a big move up. So I think, you know, the Wild have just been deadly lately, playing excellent hockey, getting some strong goaltending and a lot of balanced scoring. 10-2 at home. It's cold in Minnesota, but no one wants to go to St. Paul because they don't want to have to face the Minnesota Wild right now as they continue to just play very good hockey. And you know what? Their goal differential at 24 is 2nd in the Western Conference, only behind the Calgary Flames. So Minnesota deserves to be where they are right now. And that is now in the top 5 for the first time this season. The Capitals up at 3. And you know, for Washington, every time you turn on the TV or the radio, you hear another milestone reached for Alexander Ovechkin, but the Capitals are so much more than just Ovi. 9-1-4 at home, and only losing 4 games in regulation all season. The Capitals are dangerous. One team that has also moved up from 9-6, the New York Rangers, and 8-2 in their last 10. And the amazing thing about the Rangers, getting it done both at home and on the road, Gerard Gallant has this team playing excellent hockey, and it is, you know, a big difference. You know, during the offseason, the Rangers said one thing they needed to do was get tougher, to be more physical, not to be so easy to play against. They brought in some guys that populate the fourth line, and that has certainly helped this team's success this year. But also, I mean, Chris Kreider been red hot all year. They're getting good goaltending from Shesterkin. The Rangers find themselves in second place right now in the Metropolitan Division. And they're only 1 point behind the Capitals, and they have a game in hand. So the Rangers, even though they're sixth, they may not be done going up the rankings, and we'll see how that plays out. Another team that has dropped a little bit from the heights of two, just down to four, the Carolina Hurricane. They have rebounded, though. They've won their last two, and it wouldn't surprise me to see them continue to play excellent hockey for the duration of the season. That is going to do it for this episode of the Locked On NHL podcast, as we go through some of the interesting people and players and teams, rather, in our power rankings. Thanks again for making Locked On NHL your first listen every day. Now make your second listen Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets is hosted by your boy Q, and it features expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. Again, want to wish all the best to Chris and Adam, and hope they feel better. They should be back next week in their regular place. I'm Gil Martin. I'm here every Monday on the Locked On NHL podcast, and I also host the Locked On Islanders podcast every Monday through Friday. Everyone, have a great day. Stay well, and thanks again for listening to the Locked On NHL podcast.